Yeah, I know you have a phone now,
because
I called you on it.
I got it through it that time. The other time I missed it. So I didn't get enough this week. It went down the week.
Yeah, they have to make it pay off, they have to get a certain number of people. And this lady that I was interviewing down in Natchez, she didn't have a telephone because they couldn't get telephone lines out where she lived. She's a little lady, I guess she was about 79, and she was still having to carry her water for about half a mile from somebody else's house. Every morning she went up and got her some buckets of water. She'd make about two trips and get her a supply of water for the day. I thought she was a remarkable little lady. She couldn't read and she couldn't write, but she's going to school to learn how. Mm-hmm. And she had had her children very, very early and had to drop out of school. And they've started a program for the children, for the adults in the area to go to learn what they missed in school. And she walks almost a mile to that little school and goes two nights a week. Mm-hmm. I think that's terrific.
That is. Nice. We had it. Well, we got that in several different areas around. We got some of them at school back down here, but people go to school. All them was won't go, you know, they can't change to go. Some of them think they got too old and didn't learn when they were young, think they can't learn nothing. I told them it's always a change.
Yeah, you've always learned something.
Something, that's right.
Always, that's right. But I guess I really respect her, especially because she is getting along in years and she lives alone. Takes care of herself, of course, but it just seemed like, you know, there's so many people that I know of who are a lot younger than that and who just sat down and wait to die. Mm-hmm. And she's just, oh, thank you very, very much. I'm sorry to put you to this trouble.
There ain't no trouble.
Thank you. Oh, that feels so good going down. Feels good.
That's too much iron there. I don't like mine that cold.
I
like getting mine right out the box. Right? Freezing there, you know, that's cold enough, but I don't like that too cold one.
I
don't
That's what I understand.
I drank some of that all night years ago. Didn't need no supper, didn't have no breakfast till about 10:30, 11 o'clock that next day. I went boathouse, I first said they give me a cup of coffee, didn't have none made. Just grabbed a 3-pound bag, you know, and put it in there. And I drank the first cup of it, it's too strong.
That
woke
me right.
Knocked me out. I bet. Looked like the flesh on my bone. I went to sleep all day long. I just had a dead feeling all that day. I said, ain't a little black cup of water kill me. I'm tubbing. I stopped drinking coffee.
When you drank coffee, did it keep you away?
No, it didn't bother me.
Nothing kept you away?
No.
Keep you away?
Mm-hmm. I drank that night to make me rich.
Really? I've heard people say that, but coffee, I drink it right before I go to bed. I can't go to sleep for a while.
Can't go to sleep?
Mm-hmm. Just like that. It really gets me moving again. Coffee does. But I've heard people say it doesn't.
Don't nothing keep me away. I go to bed, I ain't nothing gonna keep me
away. Yeah, well, see, you've been working in the field, I don't work in the field.
Push. I regularly, the first thing I do when I go to bed, I shut my eyes. Sleep come right now.
Are you one of those people?
Sleep come
You're
right
like
now.
My husband. He closes his eyes and snores the next breath. And I have to lie there and make a nest. I have to lie on all four sides, you know, back, front, each side first, you know. Mm-hmm. And then I choose my sleeping position. It takes me about half an hour to get settled down and get to sleep.
When I get in the bed, I'm going to close my eyes. Sleep coming.